Well, we just talked about some of the new and returning TV shows for the fall season, but some Time Warner cable subscribers in southeastern Wisconsin probably won't be seeing all of them. We're going to talk about the blackout of the NBC affiliate WTMJ from the Time Warner lineup because of a dispute over cable fees. Is this affecting you? Are you upset enough to drop Time Warner cable and get another cable provider? Do you think WTMJ or Time Warner is out of line here? We welcome your thoughts and questions on this at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's about 12 minutes before 8 o'clock on this Friday, September 20th. We're going to talk about this TV battle between a broadcaster and a cable provider and why this kind of battle is becoming more common and why there are a lot of eyes around the nation looking at Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Our guest is Chris Terry, a lecturer in the Journalism, Advertising, and Media Studies Department at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm good. Explain this flap for us. What's happening? Why is this happening?
Well, what you have here is a legacy of the 1990s. There's a law on the books. It's a regulation from the FCC that requires cable providers to negotiate with local broadcasters for what they refer to as carriage. In this case, the dispute is over the fees Time Warner pays to Journal Communications for the right to carry Channel 4 here in southeastern Wisconsin.
So Time Warner says, we'll give you this much, and the WTMJ wants more than that?
Well, it depends on what version of the story you like. Both sides have sort of taken to the media to make their case. I've heard a range of numbers ranging all the way up to 200% increase is what Journal was seeking for the retransmission fee.
Well, why would the Journal Broadcasting Company risk what's happening right now, being taken off Time Warner Cable?
Well, it's both sides drew a line in the sand, and they're fighting over that line in many ways. Time Warner does not want to pass the additional cost onto its customers, which is what inevitably will happen. That's of less concern to Journal. They're looking at the retransmission money as sort of a subsidy, which is what it is in many ways. And as such, they both kind of got their backs up over the dispute, and as it has escalated since July, it's one of those things where it gets harder and harder to settle now.
Yeah, and it's not just the Milwaukee area. I understand that Journal Broadcasting owns some other stations. For example, there's a NBC affiliate in the Fox River Valley in Green Bay that is a part of this blackout too.
Yeah, there's a couple others in other states that Journal owns. Journal is a kind of a combination old media company. They have a variety of properties. Like they do at the local level here in Milwaukee, they have a newspaper, some radio stations, and a television station. They're diversified in older media technologies. They have a couple of newspapers around the country, and they have a couple other television stations as well. And in markets where they have a television affiliate of one of the networks, and Time Warner is the cable provider in that area, they are having this essentially the same dispute.
Yeah, and a headline recently in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Time Warner Journal broadcast standoff is the epicenter of a national battle. Can you explain that?
Well, I think I think that might be overstated rhetoric from the Journal Corporation, but to be fair to the situation, I think what the article was sort of getting at and sort of the larger point, as you said, that people are looking at this case, kind of around the nation, is retransmission consent has been kind of a sore issue for the cable providers for a while. They're paying over-the-air broadcasters a subsidy to carry those stations as part of the cable package they offer to a local audience. And although Time Warner's had disputes in the past, they had a long-running on-and-off dispute with WISN, which is a ABC affiliate in Milwaukee, a few years ago. What you have here is two sides who said, not one step further, not one step back. And people are sort of curious as to how it will end up ultimately shake out. Time Warner has said, you know, we are not going to pass this cost of a higher retransmission consent fee onto our customers. And at the same time, Journal is looking at their primetime network schedule starting up next week. And, you know, they've got to make some considerations as to whether or not they were willing to risk some of that audience. So it'll be interesting to see how it shakes out. I think both sides kind of have decided that they're willing to fight it all the way to the end, and I just don't see how it will be resolved anytime soon without somebody buckling.
1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@WPR.org if you have a question or if you want to vent a little bit or if you're affected by this. Josh in Green Bay apparently is affected by this. Hi, Josh.
Hello. Apparently, it's been 2 months now that I haven't had my MVC, and it's gotten to me. So now today, I'm actually switching to AT&T and calling Time Warner Cable to cancel.
Really? So it's that important to you to have the NBC station?
Not only that, but in the same time period, they also took away a few other channels and now require me to upgrade to digital and pick up another $10 box.
So you're kind of mad at Time Warner for that, too.
To say the least.
Well, I understand, because I have some family that is in the Green Bay area as well, Josh, that really kind of upset because the NBC station is the one that carries the Sunday night football games. And in Green Bay, you don't fool around with not showing football games, right?
No, you don't. That is for sure. But to be honest, I always catch my highlights on ESPN.
Oh, there you go. So you just get that. But that's going to be so what do you think of that first, Chris Terry, that here we have a Time Warner subscriber who's upset enough about this that he's going to drop Time Warner?
Well, I think Time Warner's making a calculated risk that Journal will buckle before they lose too many customers. But the other side of the equation is Time Warner's looking at having to charge their customers more to meet the demand that Journal is making on them for the new consent fee. And as such, they're afraid they might lose customers that way. So they've obviously decided that this is a calculated risk and are willing to take that risk.
Yeah, and the Packers season being a big deal, and if NBC is blacked out for any national games that could be on NBC, that is going to get ugly, isn't it?
Yes, very quickly in this state it will get ugly over that.
Yeah, and Robin Cherry, my producer, she's saying that if the dispute is not settled by the time any Packer games are going to be on, I guess, Sunday Night Football, that she's going to switch too. She's going to go to UVerse if the dispute is not settled by then. Do you have any sense as to whether people are going to be fleeing Time Warner if this isn't settled?
Well, I think people that have the option to might consider it now, but there's a lot of places where UVerse is available in Southeast Wisconsin, but there's small neighborhoods where it is not yet available. So there's no telling how it'll work out.
Yeah. Well, what WTMJ also risks, though, losing a lot of their followers. I mean, maybe people would get used to not seeing them, and they're going to lose ratings.
Well, I certainly think that's part of Time Warner's calculation here. Journal so far has not considered that to be a big problem. It'll be interesting to see what happens next week when the new television season starts. The Packer game situation hasn't affected NBC as of yet, or the NBC affiliates in the state yet. But as the new television season gets started, the metric's going to change a lot from summer reruns.
Yeah, so what would it take for this dispute to be settled?
Well, one side's either going to have to say they were wrong and put out their hand, or they're both going to have to come to some agreement in the middle. And I think it's gone on long enough, and Time Warner's made a calculation that they're not going to be the one to fold. So I don't see it getting resolved anytime soon unless Journal's willing to take a lower fee. And they've stated pretty clearly that they're not willing to. So I don't know what will resolve it. It'll either be consumer pressure or the desire to get that audience back that the NBC affiliates are losing. But remember, these are over-the-air broadcast stations. If anybody has Time Warner and wants to watch them, all they have to do is pull the cable out of the back of their television. and that television station will appear.
That's right. You can just get those stations without cable if you aren't watching cable.
Right, and that's part of Time Warner's point in this dispute, is that they're arguing that these stations don't have a lot of value to them as a cable package, because anybody can just simply pull the cable out of the back of their television and have that station.
Yeah. Well, we just have a minute or so to go. Is this a sign of things to come? I mean, is this going to be the last dispute over these cable fees that we see?
Absolutely not. This is going to become a much more common program. There's lots of different providers in the retransmission business now, and you're going to see this happen a lot more. Television broadcasters are in a weird spot in this country. People are asking whether or not we need to give them the spectrum we're giving them. And, you know, they see this as a cash subsidy, and they're starved for profit. So this is not going to go away, and this will be a test case for future consent battles in the country, for sure.
Thank you very much for being with us and explaining this situation to us. Chris Terry is a lecturer in the Journalism, Advertising, and Media Studies Department at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee. Thanks to Robin Cherry for producing this program. Thanks to Christy Taylor for on-air production. Thank you for listening. I hope you stay tuned. There's much more to come, including our Week in Review. That's coming up next. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.